and you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Over, and I want to welcome everyone to hour number two. And James, this story is going to take on a life of its own now that we put it out there and you're putting it out there. And as we went into the break, I was detailing how Annie and I were strongly warned by a credible source that we should not be doing this show. And the implications were made quite clear to Annie. And I just want to reemphasize for the listening audience that you experienced a similar event, although it was not a threat to you. They took down your website. And I don't think that these events are unrelated, nor do I think they're coincidences, and I'm sure you don't believe that either.
Conspiracy over coincidence any day.
Yeah, I stopped believing in coincidences a long time before I started broadcasting for RBN. And Annie and I have seen a lot of these, quote, coincidences. In fact, our friend Jim Mars likes to say, well, if they want to make fun of you for being a conspiracy theorist, we can always call the other side coincidence theorists. But I think this is a credible threat. How bad it is, I don't know. I want to make a call to all university people who are capable of making the calculations that we talked about in the first hour so we can estimate the size and scope of this particular threat. I certainly would welcome you to come forward. You can always contact me at the Common Sense Show at yahoo.com or at James's contact information as well. And James, again, I want to echo what you said. You advised everyone to contact their representative. What do you think about contacting local representatives as well?
Well, that actually was one of the best places to start because these are your neighbors, and they can put pressure on the local, you know, Democrat or Republican Party people and say, hey, you know, this information needs to get out. And when it comes time for vetting, this actually might be a good idea. Talk to your local people first.
Yeah, and certainly we have the archives available here, and that can be made readily available to all public officials. But your data is good. If I wasn't overly impressed with your data, I probably would not have asked you to come on the show. So I've seen it, and I think soon you'll have your website up and running, and listening audience will get to see it as well. Well, anyway, I want to thank you for joining us. And, James, will you please keep me updated by email or by phone as to what's going on? And when something further develops on this, if you think it's newsworthy, you know, just give me a holler, and we'll have you back on.
Oh, sounds good. I'll do that.
Okay, well, thanks
also
so much for joining us.
If you just Google James Smith, Hoover Dam, and you'll get his article.
Okay, very good. Thanks for joining us, James.
Have a great evening.
Okay, well, there you have it. And to all my friends and all our listeners who live in this region, which would also be yours truly, folks, I would eventually be in the debris flow path as well where I'm at. So I don't say this lightly, but to all of you who are in the area, I don't want you to think that I am needlessly trying to bring out the fear in this situation. I looked at this pretty deliberately, and I had a couple of conversations with James. In fact, actually, I want to give credit where credit's due. Cassandra Anderson actually first brought this to my attention, and she sent me James' initial article on this. And she said she hadn't at that time had a chance to go through it all, and I looked at it and thinking, well, I could be at risk here. Maybe I better take a look at it. I certainly did find this to be credible. And Annie, I can certainly see why we were warned away from doing this particular story.
Yes, it just adds to the long list of the 40 different things that could happen to us that they would not tell us is coming down the pike.
God, it just, you know, Annie, we've been doing this show now. We're coming up on the beginning of our fourth year here shortly. And to me, if there hasn't been an exponential increase in the threats to humanity, I must be really missing something. I cannot recall, especially since I've been in broadcasting, this many credible threats to so many people at the same time. And to believe that all of these are just natural occurrences. And let me just say this before we go join our next guest. Tom Gamble, friend of the show, listener, calls in a lot, and he's a talk show host in his own right, sent me something, Annie, and this will make you raise your eyebrows. Project HARP could make it all happen.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll leave that here, and when we come back, we'll be joined by Madison Rupert, and we got even more stunning details to go over. Stay tuned, everybody.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can...
Researcher and journalist. He's the owner, operator, and editor of endthelie.com. And he supplies articles for the public to read. He's the owner, operator of the alternative news and analyst database, End the Lie, and has no affiliation, I'm happy to say, with any NGO, political party, economic school, or other organization or cause. In other words, when you go to his site, what you get is the straight truth. Madison, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Dave. It's great to be on.
Well, we're really pleased to have you. I've been reading some of your articles through the summer, and finally I said, you know, I need to have Madison on because you've touched a lot of areas that I think are of interest to our listeners, but two in particular. One that's been in the news a little bit, but not enough, and that's the Obama death squads. So let's jump right into this. How much of a threat is this to enemies of the president? And could journalists and politicians who oppose him, could they be at risk?
Indeed, they could. The scary thing about it is that there is absolutely no legislation, no oversight, nothing. It's a secret panel that meets in secret. Their minutes are kept secret. The list is kept secret. And there are no limits whatsoever. The only limit is what the president wants to do. So, yes, I mean, any American citizen under any circumstances could be targeted. by the death panel, if you will. And what I found really interesting is they used it to kill the American citizen Anwar al-Awlaki, and they claimed that, you know, he took an operational role in al-Qaeda. They never charged him with anything. There was no due process. They just killed him. Whereas Adam Gadon, whose real name is Adam Perlman, another American who's supposedly now an al-Qaeda operative, he was actually charged with treason, you know, a real due process trial in absentia, and he has not been targeted. They consider him to be a loudmouth, according to Reuters, yet the people who aren't charged are targeted, and then the people who are charged are let to go free. So, I mean, you know, Webster Tarpley called al-Awlaki the CIA lackey, so there's a lot of speculation out there as to maybe he was going to say something he wasn't supposed to say, or he's, you know, his operational capacity was just used up, and so they had to wipe him out of the picture. But indeed, it's disturbing because you or I or anyone else could be on this list. There's no way for us to know. We can't fight it. You know, it really is like a bad sci-fi movie. I mean, you get put on a list by a bunch of people in a dark, smoky room somewhere in the bowels of Washington, and then you have a robotic drone fly overhead and drop a giant missile on your car. I mean, it really is so un-American. It's almost hard to grasp.
That really is, but you know what it puts me in the mind of? It puts me in the mind of that it's a lethal extension of the Military Commissions Act of 2006, where you can be arrested, charged as a terrorist, but not really charged, held incommunicado without contact with family, friends, or even an attorney. This seems like this goes one step further.
Yeah, it's really interesting that Obama, who, you know, campaigned on the platform of change and everything, well, you know, he has brought us some change. Unfortunately, all of it is bad. He's really worse than Bush. You know, I never thought when Bush was in president, I never thought that we could do worse. But Obama came in and, you know, instead of shutting down Guantanamo Bay, like he said, he started doing those closed military tribunals where you don't get to present evidence that is not approved by the prosecution. I mean, it's such a joke. America has become a state where you say something wrong, which is what al-Awlaki did. I'm not defending him. I don't agree with his philosophy or anything that he stands for, or, you know, any Islamic extremist for that matter. But he didn't do anything wrong. There is no proof of him doing anything wrong. I mean, even in the Reuters article, which is quick to, you know, utilize tenuous bits of evidence in order to justify what the government does, even they say, you know, the evidence is patchy. It's really like unclear. So, I mean, really just by presenting an ideological affront to the United States now can get you targeted for nothing short of assassination without any due process.
He was a guest in the Pentagon. He dined at the Pentagon.
Oh, yeah, and they said they were impressed with what he had to say. I think that was the most disturbing part of that memo. They actually said they were impressed.
He was a CIA asset.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he went to he was essentially a Muslim cleric counselor at George Washington University, which is, you know, infamous. It's outside of D.C. It's where, you know, it's the intelligence school in the United States. And he went there and, you know, he was all around the United States preaching this radical form of Islam, which some people might point out isn't really Islam at all. It was kind of created by the West in the 50s, you know, with Egyptian cleric who came over to the United States, trained here, and then went back to the Middle East preaching this militant form of Islam, which then has been used in the past 10 years to justify eradicating our rights. And that's what I think is really scary, is the fact that it's no longer Al-Qaeda is kind of being minimized now. They're getting pushed to the side, and so-called homegrown terrorists and, you know, sovereign citizens. I wrote about that during the summer. There was a big push to demonize people who identify themselves as sovereign citizens as dangerous and possible terrorists. About a month ago, I went over a Homeland Security Policy Institute report that said it was a survey of a small amount of law enforcement professionals in counterterrorism who said that the biggest threat is not from foreign agents anymore, but people here at home. And one of the biggest threats is ideological. So I definitely think that, you know, your question about could it be applied to journalists and politicians who are, you know, making Washington uncomfortable, I think very much yes, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, Annie and DeRiso and I, we've already detailed this several times on the show tonight, in case you didn't hear. We were told that we shouldn't do the interviews we did, particularly the one in the first hour, but also with what we're going to cover here for the balance of the show, which is the goings-on of the Federal Reserve and Bank of America. Now, I read the Bloomberg news report on Friday, and the way I read it was that the Federal Reserve is guaranteeing $75 trillion, that's with a T, trillion dollars of derivatives associated with Bank of America. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, unfortunately, if it was the Federal Reserve guaranteeing it, I would be a little less upset because, as I'm sure you're aware, it's not a public or, you know, governmental institution.
Correct. Yep, we know that.
Yes, but the FDIC, unfortunately, is backed by taxpayer money, and that is the trick. There's Section 23A of the Federal Reserve Act, which is supposed to basically prevent exactly what Bank of America is trying to do, which is move their massive derivative exposure. I mean, like, so huge. I can't even fathom the numbers of, you know, exposure that they have, which is likely beyond those estimates. You know, they always say at least, you know, this much. They're usually highly conservative. But they're moving these derivatives over to Bank of America Corporation, which is a holding company under the Federal Reserve, which then puts us on the line if those derivatives were to go sour, which is extremely likely. I mean, derivatives were a very major driving force behind the 2008 financial crisis, which a lot of people don't realize because they used, you know, they said exotic financial instruments or toxic assets or, you know, risky assets and stuff like that. But in reality, it's just derivatives, and they can package anything into derivatives, as that Bloomberg article pointed out. So really, it's money created out of thin air.
Exactly. See, that's the thing I want to point out. I've read, I've read this several times, that estimated we only have $100 trillion of total wealth for the planet in real wealth, not this hot air inflated derivative situation. But the $75 trillion insured, even though this doesn't represent really hard assets, really hard cash, but that would be the reimbursement amount. But Madison, there's not $75 trillion in this country to back up this deal.
Indeed. I mean, if it went sour, basically, the FDIC would not be able to cover it. And
no,
honestly,
you know what that means? You know what that means in my mind? And we're going to have to continue this after the break. But in my mind, what this means is U.S. bankruptcy and our infrastructure gets owned by the Bank of International Settlements. Am I that far off?
No, I think you're 100% correct. That's how every country goes into IMF globalist receivership, is through forced bankruptcy. They come in with large capital flows using derivatives and all these exotic financial instruments that no one except, you know, economists really understands. And they use that to artificially inflate the economy. Then, bam, it collapses because there are no physical assets backing it up. And then fire sale, as you said, and basically everything gets owned by foreign entities.
Okay, we got to hold it right there, but that's a good place to leave it because we're going to pick it up right there when we come back after the break.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arrives by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
MendTheLie.com is joining us here on the Common Sense Show. Also on our newsline is our news director, Annie DeRiso. And Madison, let me just float one more scenario by you. If the Fed honors their obligation here to B of A when they falter, and they will falter because their assets don't equal $75 trillion, so they have a built-in incentive to fail and get this money. But if the Fed has to print all this money out of thin air, it's going to collapse the dollar. And a lot of people that I've talked to about this believe that this will coincide with the collapse of the euro, and we could see the introduction of SDRs as proposed by the IMF, in other words, a global currency.
I see that is very probable. Earlier this year, George Soros, after Bretton Woods II, came out and said the dollar is no longer the world's reserve currency. So I think from then it was just a matter of time until something gets implemented to fully push it out of the marketplace. And I think moving towards a unified currency, especially in response to the European sovereign debt crisis, would seem like a really legitimate thing to do. And the mainstream media could push that as a solution relatively easily. And if something like that scenario that you outlined were to occur in the United States, I think it could be pushed through almost overnight with the help of the Super Congress and all of these institutions that are set up to supposedly, mitigate these kinds of crises, but it always ends up just making it worse.
I can tell you how they get the people to accept it overnight. Basically, the banks go into default. They're closed. Obama declares a bank holiday. You can't use your debit card at the gas pump. You can't buy food at the grocery store. Yeah, in about 3 days, the American people will be screaming uncle.
Oh, yeah. And I live in Los Angeles, so I know firsthand that would create major chaos. I mean, major chaos almost instantly. And especially if, they said that the Fed came out and said, well, your dollar is worth about 1/1,000th of what it was yesterday. So you can either hold on to these worthless little pieces of cloth, or you can trade over to an SDR bank or, something like that, a unified world currency, which would likely be digitized. So it would be easier to manipulate, global currency markets. I mean, not that it already is extremely easy for, the large firms to manipulate the stock market through high frequency trading, but making it purely digital, which a lot of people would be open to, I think. In the day of smartphones, I think a lot of people would be like, hey, I don't have to carry cash. I just, scan my phone or, something like that. People would be very interested, but they don't see the dangers in something like that where, it can be global manipulation.
Madison, let me interject one danger here. I teach sociology, among other things, at the college level, and I can tell you this. If the people ever accept a one-world currency, a one-world government most assuredly has to follow to manage the economy.
Oh, yes. I mean, I'm sure you've heard that being called for almost a year now, since it started with the European Union. They're like, okay, we need a more centralized economic governance in the European Union, and then basically every country in the world is having a sovereign debt crisis except for China, essentially. And so I think you're right. A lot of people, if there is a large crash in the United States, a lot of people are going to be scrambling. They won't know where to look, and they will readily accept something that will end up making the situation a whole lot worse. And the fact that the Government Accountability Office just came out with a report saying that no less than 18 current and former Fed board members were directly tied to the financial institutions and corporations that received benefits from the Federal Reserve. So Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, all these people are – They're insiders. They're going to benefit. People pretend that they get a haircut, and they don't. That's a lie.
Well, I want to be more direct than that, Madison. These are criminal banksters. A lot of them are offshore bankers. A lot of them are foreign. This government's being run by Wall Street and their banker colleagues. Sometimes they're one and the same. Which scenario do you think is more likely, or is it going to be a combination of the both? Is it going to be the Fed prints unlimited money to cover this obligation to B of A? Or is it going to be that the FDIC does their part, or is it going to be both?
I think it would be both, because I think the FDIC would have to, first of all, honor their obligations, and then it would become very clear very quickly that they just can't insure that level of derivative exposure. It's okay. Just the numbers are way too large. So the Fed would, pretend to step in and follow their mandate, which is, completely ironic. They're supposed to be stabilizing the economy and preventing booms and busts. And yet, since 1913, the dollar has been devalued. I think it's something like 95%. And there's been more booms and busts than in any other period. Their relationship to the financial institutions just makes it that much worse, because they
Absolutely.
All benefit.
They do, and we're going to talk about that when we come back. I'll also open it up for your phone call. Stay tuned. We'll see you on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Help us spread the word of freedom. We still have generic RBN cards, business cards available, $10 per 100. This includes shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of that classic Aaron Russo's America from Freedom to Fascism. And we also have the least expensive archives in radio. You can get your access 24/7 to all the great programming here on RBN by calling us during business hours at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that number is 1-800-724-2719. Joining us is Madison Rupert, and we're talking about the Federal Reserve. And Madison, so you see a combination of both plans at work. I totally agree, and you also agree that this will be the introduction of what I like to call the world-o. What type of government would you speculate would follow the introduction of a world currency?
I see it being something like what we see in Europe, which is ostensibly a democracy in which the people have absolutely no say in anything. It's kind of like the United States now. We're told it's a democracy over and over and over, yet all the issues that people actually care about are sidelined or ignored or, you know, excluded from the conversation entirely. And like in the European Union, I think it would be the kind of situation where you elect people who then elect other people who are totally unaccountable, and then they make all the laws behind closed doors, and the people are left to pretend that there is a democracy. whatever it will be, it will not have the input of the people. Let's put it that way. And it's interesting because I don't know if you saw this, but there is, I think it's a, I hope it's just a subsection of the Occupy movement, but apparently a fairly large one put out a video promoting what they call global democracy. And, you know, I just find that laughable to even say global democracy because, you know, there's not really a working true democracy on Earth right now. So how are we going to have a global democracy with even, you know, more people trying to get represented by such a few select number of people? It really makes no sense whatsoever. But the ultimate thing is that there is a continuity of agenda across all of these financial elites in every country. And you just see that with all these global trade institutions. They're all about the same thing. There is really no dissent in the financial world when it comes to this kind of stuff. So I think, you know, they'll just continue to create money out of thin air for themselves while putting us on the line for their insolvencies. On a global level, that would be even more dangerous, I think.
Well, I think it will be, too. And if we're to take some of these globalists at their word for what they say about depopulation, they would certainly then have the central authority to do pretty much what they wanted to do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're already implementing that in a lot of places. Like recently, I thought it was really interesting that Obama sent, 100 special forces troops to go fight the people who are opposing the Ugandan dictator, who is the same guy who helped a British corporation kick some 20,000 people forcibly off of their land in the name of global warming. And that included, deaths and burning of homes and stuff like that. So I totally agree. If we are to take them at their word, then they will start implementing these kinds of plans either through direct depopulation methods or through, you know, what Kissinger loved so much, which is using food as a weapon. And, you know, they could easily create bubbles. You know, if there's a centralized global economic system, they can just create a bubble, pop the bubble, and then have tons of people, starving and dying of thirst all over the world because they've made us so interdependent that cutting any of the ties would be absolutely disastrous. I mean, totally
absolutely.
Disastrous.
1-800-313-9443 is the number to call to be part of the show. And Annie, you had a question regarding promissory notes.
Right. Madison, on all of our money, it's printed that it's a promissory note. I mean, they're promising to back that piece of paper with what? I mean, and nobody knows what this means. The Federal Reserve is a private company. They're promising...
You're quite right. They're supposed to be redeemable for all debts, public and private, but they're also supposed to be redeemable for something else. And I've heard people talking about trying to go into their Federal Reserve branch and actually redeeming the Federal Reserve notes. And, you know, usually they say, oh, well, you know, you can't just come in here and do that. You know, you need to talk to the branch manager and all this kind of stuff. But you're right. It is a promissory note. And for what, it's unclear, although if, you know, the debt as money system is any indicator, all it is a promissory note for debt, unpaid debt. So really every dollar bill is just a promise that, you know, someone's going to pay back that dollar of debt. So if something like the scenario where the FDIC had to cover this massive amount of money and the Treasury was totally tapped and the Fed decided, hey, we're going to either jack up interest rates or stop lending to the Treasury, all the Federal Reserve notes would essentially just become even more worthless pieces of paper than they are right now. And I think, you know, some places are starting to catch on to this. I, you know, that's what I thought of when I heard the news about Louisiana forbidding people to exchange Federal Reserve notes for secondhand goods. It really just makes no sense to me unless they're starting to realize, hey, these dollar bills aren't really worth anything.
Yeah, great minds think alike, Madison, because that was one of the items that we reported on in our news segment. But I also see this connected to an overall picture raiding dairy farms. People are not allowed to consume their own food, consume their own raw milk. In other words, they want everybody in their debt system. They want no one off the grid.
Indeed. Independence, financial independence, food independence, health independence, all these things are demonized. I mean, viciously demonized in the mainstream media. You know, when someone can take care of themselves and they're self-sufficient, they're portrayed as, you know, extremist survivalist out in the middle of nowhere, you know, in their bunker, going to blow up the government when they have a farm and like to eat non-Monsanto seeds, you know, and they don't like to eat big bites of Roundup for dinner. So I think you're very right. Every time someone tries to step out of the system and offer an alternative, you know, like the case of what was his name? Von Nothaus, who, you know, with the Liberty Dollar, he got portrayed as a unique brand of domestic terrorist because he offered a way to step outside of the Federal Reserve System and conduct trade, you know, between citizens with something that actually has an inherent worth, opposed to a little green piece of paper, which has, you know, the worth of about 0.02 cents.
You know, someone mentioned to me, in fact, they were a listener to the show, and they sent me an email a few weeks ago, and they said, we're sliding into feudalism. And I thought about their observation for a moment, and I really, my response was, we would be lucky to get feudalism for what's coming. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, I agree. And I would also say that we have already been subjected to a form of feudalism because to survive in a lot of situations in the United States, you have to take on a huge amount of debt to get a degree, to get a job, to, you know, even raise a family in a comfortable situation. So basically, you're enslaved from day one. The second you get out of your parents' house, you have to take on these massive loans in order to survive. So then you're constantly beholden to the debt, and it just keeps growing and growing and growing. And I think that the debt culture that has been promoted in the past century or so in the United States is what has really brought us to this point. There is no sense of if you don't have the money, then you can't do it. You know, I don't have $40,000 sitting around. I can't go out and buy a car. Some people would say, I don't have $40,000 sitting around, so I'm going to go out and take a loan, even though I know I can't pay it back, and even though I don't really need the car. And so it's this kind of capitalist feudalism. It seems nonsensical and oxymoronic, but it's real through the power of debt. And if we didn't have a debt-based monetary system in this culture of debt loving, you know, the system of crony capitalism and corporatism that we're currently under would start to dissolve very quickly, because without the control over the fiat money, there really is nothing that the banks can lord over us. But if such a collapse were to occur, it would be total feudalism. It wouldn't be you know, like a capitalist feudalism where you think you're free, you know, even though you pay most of your money towards interest, just like the Treasury does. You know, most of our taxes just go towards interest on the debt. So we're kind of a nation that's beholden to offshore bankers, and slowly every single citizen is becoming more and more beholden. And if there was such a collapse like we've been talking about, it would be beyond all reconciliation at that point. I mean, we would be in such a large black hole of debt. There would either be a fire sale, or the people of the United States would be put up is slave labor collateral onto this debt in order to pay it off.
I think the latter is a definite possibility. And how long, have you given any thought to how long before we see the collapse and then the emergence of a centralized governing system?
That's a great question, and I like to shy away from predictions because it seems like whenever someone predicts it, it usually ends up being wrong. But I can't see it being a major collapse being more than a couple years off. It might not be an emergence of a full-on system. It might start as regional unified bonds, like people have been talking about in Europe. First, they'll collectivize the sovereign debt, and they would do that in Europe. They do it in Africa. They do it in Asia, and then they have a North American unified debt instrument. And then once that failed, which it obviously would eventually, they could bring about a complete world system because they could point to the attempt at a regional unified debt instrument and monetary system and be like, see, it doesn't work, so we need a global system with global control and total centralized management of every economy. The IMF is almost there already. It's just countries like the United States that still are able to kind of control the direction of the IMF. But once the United States becomes beholden to the IMF instead of vice versa, I think it would be the total end of sovereignty in the United States.
Have you ever given any thought to the axis is evil that we describe here in America happens to be the very nations who are in the minority and not members of the central banking system?
Yes, it's Libya was a fantastic example of that, I think, especially and Venezuela, too. All the places that are painted as the worst, most evil dictatorships and regimes are indeed the ones without a private centralized bank beholden to the Bank of International Settlements, the IMF, and the World Bank. And it makes total sense because without getting every country under their control, their influence is severely weakened because they have these people who are showing, like Libya was, that you can prosper without having a system as we know it. Libya was an incredible example because they would literally just give away things. I mean, people forget that Gaddafi, as much as you might not like him, I'm not necessarily a fan at all, but he was up for a human rights award in January of this year. It's pretty interesting how suddenly he became this horrible dictator, and then we had to oust him. And one of the first things that the rebels did was set up a private central bank. I mean, it was before they even sold off the oil. I think that's especially telling because people like to pretend that we're in the Middle East just for oil, even though Iraq, they didn't have a private central bank beholden to the offshore bankers like we have and Europe has. So you're quite right. All of these countries that are the axis of evil, they all are independent of the debt slavery system.
Okay, let's try to squeeze in a quick call or two. Our time is very limited. Werner, welcome to the Common Sense Show. He's calling all the way from New Brunswick. Welcome.
Good evening. I think I'm kind of late. You went over to a different topic, which is especially more apt to for what is developing in the world. I just wanted to make a comment about when you were talking about the Hoover Dam.
Yeah, okay. Werner, I'm going to do another show on this, certainly other segments, but I don't want to leave where we're at right now.
I understand. I want to point out this is what happened in the Second World War, the bombing of power dams in Germany.
Yes.
Good point. And good point, Werner.
People should learn a lesson out of it. But in this case, there it's a natural disaster like an earthquake, especially in an earthquake-prone area of the globe. You know, those huge power dams. I wouldn't want to have any house below there.
No, I know, and I'm downstream. Anyway, Werner, thanks for your call, but we will revisit that topic again, I promise.
The other topic is just as interesting and even more important.
Yeah, well, they're both immediate. It's just like choose your poison. Do I shoot myself with the right hand with a 45 or in the left side of my head with a 38? Anyway, thanks so much for your call. We'll try to squeeze in one more here, and we'll hold over if we need to. Chris, we just got a minute before the break. Go ahead, please. Hello, Chris, are you with us?
This is Roger from Kentucky.
Okay, that's not what it said on my screen, but that's okay. Welcome, Roger. Thanks for calling. Got about 30 seconds to the break.
Andy's question about the redeemability. I remember when they were introduced, you were supposed to be able to redeem them for gold.
Exactly. Right on the money, Roger. We're going into the break. Thanks for your call. Sorry to be short. Stay tuned, everybody.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You know, America, we're on the hook for $75 trillion. We've given B of A an incentive to fail so they can realize that profit, and anyone, anytime can be a victim, including American citizens, which includes journalists and politicians, can be a victim of the Obama death squads, just like some people recently as reported in the mainstream media. Our guest this evening has been Madison Rupert of endthelie.com, and let's go back to Roger. Roger, final thought on this topic. You're absolutely right. We used to be able to redeem Federal Reserve notes for gold. Anything else?
Question about the upcoming test. November 9th, which is going to be in proximity to an election, where Homeland Security is going to seize control of all the national media. You know, one thing we know from every event since 2000, well, since the attack on the World Trade Center in New York, they occur under these cover of tests. Does your guest have any indication that that's going to be repeated this time?
You know, I can't say for sure, but I can say that large news events, or what should be large news events, are covered up by other large news events, like the GAO audit that revealed the massive, I mean, absolutely massive, widespread conflicts of interest at the Federal Reserve was completely washed over by the news of Gaddafi dying. I mean, it wasn't covered anywhere. It was just Gaddafi, Gaddafi, Gaddafi. And I think that something very serious could happen, and it would just be washed over by some other big news. And, you know, we wouldn't really be able to hear much about it, especially if the communications were severed during a crucial period.
I think that's a great question. Roger, thanks so much for your call. Madison, again, tell everyone how they can follow your fine work and follow your articles.
Well, you can just go to my website, endthelie.com, and I have a free email newsletter that sends out the daily articles. And I don't sell anything or anything. I just hope that people enjoy it and read my work and share it with people. That's all I request. So just, you know, you can go there and visit, sign up for the email newsletter, or go to our Facebook page if you like, you know, telling the CIA and the NSA what you're up to.
yeah. Well, you know the FBI is recording this show.
Oh, I'm glad. Hey there, FBI.
No, you have heard about that. It was announced last week that there was over $500,000 grant given to a firm in Virginia to record as many talk shows as possible.
Wow, I did not hear that. I need to look that up. Wow.
Yeah,
I know the Federal Reserve.
News segment.
Oh, the Federal Reserve is up to the same thing, you know, with social media. I make a point now of writing in my articles, I hope they read this and, you know, detect some negative sentiment. Trying to get that across. We're not happy.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us and enlightening us on this economic travesty and this looming crisis. And I hope to have you back on again someday.
I'd love to be back. Thanks for having me.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Madison Rupert of endthelie.com. And Annie, I think that name is optimistic, End the Lie, but
end
it
the
might
lie,
be Pollyannish, because there are so many lies, it's hard to know where to start and to end them. It's going to be a while until we're able to do that. Let's talk about next week very quickly. We're going to have on in the first hour Mike Billington of the LaRouche Group. And if you think tonight was explosive, well, wait till you hear what Mike has to say about some of the economic issues. And he's going to expand a little bit on the Obama death squads that have been reported in the mainstream media, but he's going to give a slightly different take than the one that we heard tonight. And then in the second hour, well, I don't know, Annie, should we tell him or should we keep it secret so someone doesn't stop us from doing the show? Let's keep him in. I'll tell you what, if you like what you heard tonight, if you thought this was useful information, you're not going to want to miss the second hour next week. Anyway, go out and have a great week, and if the powers that be don't do Annie and I in, we'll be back right here, same time, same place. God bless everybody.
Gold, ever climbing. As